The Cookeville Cavaliers and Pickett County Bobcats win their respective post-Christmas tournaments. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs and DeKalb County Lady Tigers make strong showings this week, while the White County Warriors face some tough competition in Florida. Happy New Year to one and all, and thank you for tuning in for this morning's edition of the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. It's been a busy week leading up to the new year for several teams throughout the Upper Cumberland. In fact, several teams have traveled all across the United States to participate in post-Christmas tournaments, and some have done quite well. The Cookeville Cavaliers won their tournament championship at the Marlin Christmas Classic in Panama City Beach. We will talk in just a few moments to head coach Joshua Hurd about his team's 3-0 performance and tournament championship there. Clark Range Lady Buffaloes also won their tournament division championship at the NS Free Hotels Pensacola Beach tournament this week, as they too won three games to win that. Pickett County Bobcats, with a 68-29 win on Wednesday over Wayne County, wins their tournament division at the NS Free Hotels tournament at Pensacola Beach, Florida. Coach Joseph Amonette will join us in a bit to talk about his team's run there in Pensacola this past week. The Livingston Academy Lady Wildcats fell just short of winning their division at the Carolina Invitational in Charleston, South Carolina. Livingston Academy with a 69-67 loss to Cannon, North Carolina on Thursday after winning their first two games at that event. And the Stone Memorial Panthers came up just short in the Renaissance Bank Classic Championship in Maryville as they fell on Thursday to Fulton, 70-54. A lot to talk about today. We mentioned we'll be talking to both Coach Josh Hurd of the Cookeville Cavaliers and Coach Joseph Amonette for the Pickett County Bobcats. We'll also talk some Clay County Lady Bulldogs basketball. Coach Matt Walker will join us via telephone to talk about his team's performance at the Richland Christmas Classic. Coach Eric Mitchell's White County Warriors also took part in the NS Free Hotels tournament down in Pensacola Beach. Some tough competition for the Warriors. We'll talk to Coach Mitchell about that coming up later on in the program. We'll also talk to DeKalb County Lady Tigers head coach Danny Fish, whose team participated in the Aflac shootout in Watertown. And we'll take a look ahead with the Stone Memorial Lady Panthers. Coach Mike Buck will join us to talk about his girls' program and a look on ahead into 2022. Right now, let's turn our attention to the Cookeville Cavaliers. Coach Josh Hurd joining us this morning via telephone. As we mentioned, Cookeville winning their division of the Marlin Christmas Tournament down in Panama City Beach. Coach, your team had lost 3 of 4 coming into the tournament, and I know you kind of were struggling with trying to tinker with the lineup and get some players on the court that were giving you more energy than you said that you had seen in some of the games prior to. What really changed down in Panama City Beach and came together for your basketball team?
Well, I believe just that, you know, with the lineup. The lineup was the first thing. Just need to correct some things and get some people on the court that kind of meshed together a little bit better than others. And, you know, that was the first of it. But, you know, the main part was we just came together. You know, that's one great thing about when you take a trip together, when you're away from school, you know, it's just you, it's just your team. You're around those guys 24/7, even when you're not playing basketball, cause you guys are still staying at the same resort, you know, the same location. So a lot of that just kind of came to play, and it just helped us play a whole lot harder than what we've been playing.
Coach, as you build that camaraderie on a road trip, is it pretty easy to kind of keep your team's focus on basketball at the same time? Or, you know, does some of the stuff going on, especially being at Panama City Beach, does it kind of serve as a distraction, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, it can be, you know, and this is a yearly trip for us, even though this is just our second year at going to Panama. But for us, you know, when we first got down there, you know, we always meet the night before the tournament. And we make everything clear about why we're down there, you know, and so, you know, we talk about that, you know, each night, each morning, and the guys kind of just bought into it. You know, we've got a lot of young guys, so, you know, the you know, having all those sophomores take that same trip as a freshman help as well, you know, and but just having the guys just come together and know that, you know, they want to win. We're good enough to win. We just need to change up some stuff that we're doing. And, you know, the week down there in Panama, you know, it really showcased itself.
How good was the level of competition there? And, you know, what was it your team really stepped up in their game that really impressed you and made you proud of them?
Yeah, I'll say, you know, the second game, the first game, you know, we played against some D1 athletes that were football scholarship guys that we, you know, we learned about. Our second game played against a very, very good kid. You know, he was probably about 6'7". He had already received like 4 or 5 offers, D1 offers that we learned about, and we saw him play the day before. Very good player, you know, just, you know, could handle the ball, could jump, you know, he was actually in the dunk contest too, you know. But, you know, our championship game against the Spain Park team, that was probably close to up there, the competition level of the Knox Webb game, you know, and Knox Catholic and Knox Webb, you know, probably about, you know, some of the toughest teams that we've played this year, but that Spain Park team was probably up there with them. They had a tall team, very, very tall team. All the guys that could shoot the ball, you know, they won all their games down there by at least 20+, 25+. So, you know, the championship game was a very, very big test for us, and just showing that we could play with teams of that caliber, who have a tradition of winning. You know, for us to go out there and play the way we did, you know, I was very, very proud of my team.
We're speaking with Coach Josh Hurd of the Cookeville Cavaliers, the champions of the Marlin Christmas Tournament here on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, in keeping track with the tournament, I saw Josh Hurd's name. I saw DJ Potts Hurd quite a bit. Are those a couple of the guys that maybe have taken another step up in both leadership roles on and off the court, and especially with their performance on the court?
Yeah, you're definitely right. You know, we've had talk about leadership, and we've had some captains, you know, step up and take a leadership role with our team off the court, and just making sure that we're focused before the game, you know, in the locker room and preparing ourselves. And, you know, DJ played very good. You know, he was also in the 3-point contest, came up one shot short. To me, and other coaches, it's a little bit of a technicality. It was a clock issue, but, you know, we're not going to get into that. But, but for him to come out and shoot the ball the way he shot it and just play defense the way he played, he had a very, very big dive on the floor play in the second quarter of that championship game that really changed the tide a little bit, because, you know, that's something that our teams, you know, we kind of get up for that. When we see someone dive on the floor and help us and we score out of it, you know, that builds the energy of the team. So that one play he made in that second quarter was very big. And just him being able to make shots in the first game and the second game, you know, we had some struggles from shooting from the three, from everyone else. But, you know, DJ was locked in. You know, I'm pretty sure he scored 20 points both games, first game and second game, 20+. And that really, you know, kind of led us into that championship game where, you know, DJ made some big threes, Josh made some big threes, you know, some big rebounds, some great stops, you know, but, our defense down the stretch is what won that game. You know, we harped upon it. We talked about it. We've just went over it day in and day out. And to win championships, everyone knows, you know, it's going to be your defense. And that's what led to us, you know, pulling out late in that, probably with 2 minutes to go in the game. You know, we had 2 or 3 big turnovers against them by going man-to-man. And that really compelled us to, you know, come in and make free throws and, you know, and get the win.
Coach, an exciting week certainly for the Cookeville Cavaliers. 3 big wins down in Florida. As you mentioned, a big stretch of district games coming up. We wish you the best of luck moving forward, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
We're set to talk some Clay County Lady Bulldogs basketball this morning as head coach Matt Walker joining us on the High School Playbook. Coach, your team, a 2-1 record at the Richland Christmas Classic. You come away with 3rd place in the tournament. What were some things about your team's performance at the Classic that really stood out to you?
Well, it was nice to play some teams we're not familiar with from different parts of the state, you know, because those are teams that we won't typically see unless you make it to a state tournament. And all three of the teams we played out there was pretty good quality. And, you know, we had to play through some adversity and really had to battle in all three games.
When you look at these teams that you don't, as you mentioned, get a chance to play very often, how difficult maybe is it to prepare for these teams? Do you have a lot of opportunity to scout, or do you just kind of go in somewhat blind as to the style of basketball that they play?
Of course you scout, but it's obviously different playing three games in 3 days. It's more of a, you know, if you're fortunate to make it to the state tournament, that's what you're going to do with as well. You know, 3 games, 3 days. So it's a real short turnaround. You know, of course, going in the first game, we had a pretty good scout on then. But after that, you know, you don't know who you're playing. You know, it depends on if you win and who else wins. So it's, like I said, it's a real short turnaround.
Coach, where are some areas maybe that you've really seen the most improvement since the start of the season up until now that we've reached the midway point?
I think we start cohesiveness. I think everybody's kind of starting to settle into roles. You know, we've had some injuries and we've had some sickness. So, we've had several different starting lineups and, looking at our stats the other day, our game one starters has played a total of 28 minutes together on the season so far.
Wow.
So we've had to find some new roles for people, you know. And I think we're really starting to settle into those roles and start to adapt.
Who are some players that you're really starting to see step up? I know Briley Burchett is a, you know, the leader of your team, and you know what to expect from her almost night in and night out. But who are some players that have also really stepped up their games recently?
Hallie Buford has played really well over the last, you know, 5 or 6 games or so. I think she had 16 in our last game and double figures, probably 3 or 4 of our last maybe 4 of our last 5 games. So Hallie Buford's been playing really well. And a freshman off the bench, you know, she was playing JV early in the season, and she's come in and played quite a bit the last 3 to 4 to 5 games just because of some injuries and sickness. But that's Lacey Wicks. Tremendous motor on her, you know, longer than she looks, really athletic, and she's really come in, especially on the defensive end, and give us some good minutes.
Coach Matt Walker joining us on the High School Playbook, the head coach of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Coach, the calendar flips over to January, and district play is going to hit you in full force. How battle-tested do you feel your team is? You've already seen Clark Range in district play, and you played some really good teams in the first half of the season. How battle-tested are you?
I think we're ready to roll. You know, we played a great schedule last year, and I feel like that helped us on our run to the state tournament. I think Coach T had us with the third or fourth toughest schedule in the state last year, and we had a couple schools that dropped us from the schedule and replaced them with a York, who's obviously very good. We're going to play Westmoreland later in the year. It's very good. Top ranked Gleason in single A in the Christmas tournament. So they're really good. So we're definitely battle tested. But, you know, once you get into your district, it's a whole another thing, you know, just the level of preparation, the scouting that those coaches do, and the attention and detail that those teams have as far as knowing us and guarding us. It's just different up here in our district.
How mentally tough do you have to be night in and night out? And for that matter, Coach, do you feel like mental toughness is as or maybe even more important when you're playing in such a tough district that you're playing in?
100%. That was another big takeaway from our Christmas tournament is you know, got to be mentally tough going on the road, having some calls go against you and having to respond to that the right way. Having to respond to some adversity, you know, when the other team gets hot and makes some shots, and learning how to withstand some storms, because in our district, you know, you go on the road to any of these schools in our district, you know, you're definitely going to have some adversity.
Pickett County coming up on Friday. You get a few days to prepare for them, but another tough team. All of them are going to be tough in district, but what have you seen from Pickett County, and what do you expect on Friday night?
They've just got such a great program. You know, like they lost, you know, 4 seniors from last year that were tremendous players and haven't missed a beat without them. You know, I think that goes back to you know, their junior high program up there. Matt Farrell does a good job with the junior high program, developing kids. And then once they get to high school, Brent Smith,
Coach Matt Walker of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, our guest this morning on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, best of luck to you and the Lady Bulldogs throughout the course of the season.
All right, thank you.
Well, like a few teams around the Upper Cumberland area, the White County Warriors spent this past week in Pensacola, Florida at the Innisfree Holiday Classic. Coach Eric Mitchell joining us via telephone. Coach, looking back at the scores, you go 1-2 in the tournament, but you had some pretty tough competition down in Pensacola, Florida. Tell us some about the teams that you got a chance to match up against down there.
Well, the first day we played Canterbury out of Fort Myers Private School. You know, they flew in there. They got a couple of foreign kids and 6'9" center. And, you know, we just had a hard time scoring. You know, they beat us 42-27. I thought we did a really good job defensively, but we just couldn't score. And the next day, and, you know, we hadn't played since last Wednesday, and this is a team that, you know, they got to be in the gym, and, you know, we're still trying to find a role. So on the next day, we played Knox Central, and, you know, they had the 17th-ranked tight end in the nation, and we just kind of got bullied. I mean, just big, physical. 2 fifth-year seniors due to COVID for them, so they are really good basketball. And we got to watch both those guys play for they do divisions there instead of a tournament. We got to watch both those guys play right before us the last day. And then we played Bell County, Kentucky, beat them by one. You know, really had an opportunity to seal that. You know, but 7 or 8, 10 points, we just missed free throws. But they were very all the Kentucky teams. You know, they're very physical and get after it. And it was a good win for us to end the new year. The guys had a great time on the beach. We ate good, so that's kind of what it's about. You know, basketball-wise, we were a little rusty and played some good competition.
Playing that level of competition, though, Coach, how much does that really help you, especially as you get right into the meat of the district schedule and looking on down the road to the postseason?
Well, you know, you certainly hope it will. You just never know. Our district is, and in my opinion, is really, really tough. You know, we got to come back with Stone. I don't know if they won it, but they were in the championship up in Maryville. So they're a really, really good ball club. Neil does a great job with them, and his son's a really good player. You know, so we come right in off the bat. You will hope it helped because there's nobody that we play is going to be as big big or as fast as the guards and posts that we played or as physical. It's just a different game in Florida. And you know, that we hope that will help us.
Coaches do like to take their teams on these trips around the holidays to build the camaraderie, as you spoke of. Where would you rank the camaraderie of this basketball team right now heading into January?
As good as I've ever had. I mean, they are all, you know, we got 2 sophomores. The rest of them are juniors, you know, and then we kept 3 seniors that hadn't played last year that are fantastic kids. You know, Jeremiah Gardenhier is going to TSU he's a senior. He's going to TSU to play golf. And I got the privilege and honor to coach him 2 years in golf. Fantastic kid. And Javen Strode and Christian Kelso were both Javen was a running back with Malachi, and Christian Kelso, you know, he was a DB. So it's great camaraderie. This is one of the best teams I've ever had as far as that goes. They all get along. We just need some game time experience. And, you know, we've played 12, 13 games, whatever it is. So, you know, it's coming along. We just have to shoot the ball, basketball better. But as far as camaraderie goes, it's as good as I've ever had.
We're talking White County Warriors basketball with head coach Eric Mitchell on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you headed to the second half of the season. A lot of district games coming up. If you had one area still of concern that you may be looking at that, hey, we still need to get a little bit better in this, what area might that be?
Shooting the basketball for sure and turnovers. We had a lot of turnovers. The last game we won, against Bell County, they pressed the entire game and we had 25 turnovers and they had 25 turnovers. So it was a really ugly game, but we held on and won. But definitely that offensive execution. You know, we're not very good in transition right now. You know, we're inconsistent. We did see some bright spots in Florida, you know, Tripp Pinion, our freshman point guard, and Thomas Brock shot it really well. They both made all tournament along with Thomas Paul. So we've seen some good things down there. But, you know, our basketball team is as good as I've had defensively and in a long time. So, you know, we've got to convert that defensive stuff into offense, and that's what the main key is, just get better offensively.
You touched on Stone Memorial a few moments ago. You got them coming in on Tuesday night. What do you see from the Panthers thus far that concerns you as you get ready to play them Tuesday?
Well, they played a really tough schedule, and we do have some common opponents, York, I think, and we're going to have for sure Cumberland County and some of them. His son is a 6'5" or 6'6" freshman. He could score at multiple levels of the basketball game. They all shoot it well. The Bilbrew kid shoots it well. Wittenberg shoots it well. What we got to do is we've got to try to get out and defend those guys. They're very well coached. They've run, you know, Neil's been there. Coach Katz has been there for a long time. And, you know, they have a system and they run it well, and they've had some big wins. So, coming into the district play. So, you know, we have a common opponent with them, York and DeKalb, we got to protect our home court with them and find a way to stop them and score a little bit on the other end.
Big week for White County coming up, a district game with Stone, as we mentioned, then Friday night at Cookeville, always a rivalry game there, and White County will be looking to avenge a loss from earlier in the season Friday night in Cookeville. Coach Eric Mitchell, before we go, just want to congratulate you on recently reaching the 500 win plateau, and that's something special in high school basketball. Certainly a big congratulations to you on that milestone.
Well, thank you. I've had a lot of help. My wife and assistant coaches and great players. That's a tremendous help. If I didn't have those, it would never happen. But I appreciate it, and I'm very honored. Thank you.
Coach Eric Mitchell of the White County Warriors, our guest this morning on the High School Playbook. Coach, best of luck to you moving forward.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
The DeKalb County Lady Tigers were in Watertown this week for the AFLAC shootout, and DeKalb County got on a bit of a roll. A couple of exciting games, especially earlier in the week, against Community and Gallatin. Lady Tiger head coach Danny Fish joining us on the High School Playbook. Coach, one game goes to overtime and one game comes down to a buzzer beater. Fans getting a lot of bang for their buck. Two really exciting games for you there on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was better because we came out on top. But overall, you know, I was really proud of the moxie and the guts and the grit of our team. You know, they're just kind of digging deep and staying with it. You know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, continuing to plug away when, you know, some things might not be going your way. But really growing right now as a team and really like where we're at.
Going back to that Community game on Tuesday, you found yourself in a deficit with about 3 or 4 minutes to go in this game, able to go back and push this thing to overtime. I know you've had a relatively young team and Katie Farrell working back from injury, but you talk about moxie. Kind of talk about it from that angle and how proud you were of your team able to get that game to overtime and then pull it out in the end.
Well, I mean, they just kept plugging away. You know, it was one of those games where Community did a great job of, creating and controlling the tempo. And it was a tempo that we didn't want to play at. We wanted to play a little bit faster than what they were playing. And they did a good job of that. But we just kept trying to speed it up. And eventually I think that, you know, us playing about a 9-man rotation and then playing 6, that we were able to finally get to that point where we were wearing them down and, able to get to the free throw line. And, we hit some big free throws. Avery Agee hit 2 free throws with like 6 seconds left to tie the game up. And we're down 2 at that time. And, we get into overtime and kind of, you know, give the ball to Farrell and Van Vranken and kind of, you know, let them do their things. But we had, great contributions from many different players in that game. It was just exciting to watch and exciting to be a part of those moments for those kids. You know, we were down 8 with like 4 minutes left. And like I said, just a lot of grit and toughness and, you know, continuing to focus on the process of what it's going to take to get the W. And, you know, we were lucky enough to make some shots and come out of there with a win.
That 59-53 overtime victory over Community on Tuesday. You come back on Wednesday, and Katie Farrell has a big game for you with 28 points. But, Coach, this one came down basically to a buzzer beater by Ella Van Vranken. Kind of walk us through what happened there in those closing seconds right before that big game-winning shot.
Well, we go down the stretch. I think there's you know, we got into a situation where we got a good stop and we were up 55-54. You know, they go to trap press and they're pressing, trapping and fouling, of course, you know, trying to extend the game, which we knew they would be. We, you know, it's probably one of Van Vranken's worst offensive performances that she's had while she was here at DeKalb. And we kept talking to her all game about just kind of plugging away and just stay the course and focus on the next play. And, you know, we got to the end of the game and we got the ball in her hand where, opportunity to foul. They foul her. And I'm thinking, you know, all right, well, we got a chance to ice this. I think there was about 20 seconds left in the game. She comes to the line, misses the front end of the 1-1. They push it up the floor, you know, cut through our defense. And, you know, we were in a situation where we didn't want to foul. We wanted to stop the ball, and we didn't. They make the shot. We foul them. They go to the free throw line, make one free throw. So now they're up 56-55. You know, and, you know, I call timeout. It's 13.3 seconds on, and we go to a play that we run, you know, and, you know, all eyes are on Farrell, of course. So I figured, you know, we would run, you know, Ella off something and work her and Katie together. And, you know, it was a dribble handoff, and Ella came around and, you know, pulls up in front of three people and makes the shot, and time runs out. So, just like I said, Coach Sanders and Coach Vance, you know, the boys are about to play after us. You know, just like I drew it up, you know, not exactly like I drew it up, but, you know, it worked out. And I was really proud for Ella in that moment. You know, sometimes as players, you know, you get down on yourself during the game if you're not playing up to your expectations. And she was kind of in that situation, but she kept plugging away. You know, and found herself in, you know, the right frame of mind to knock that shot down at the end.
We're speaking to DeKalb County Lady Tiger head basketball coach Danny Fish on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, what's maybe the one thing from your team that you can really take away from these couple of Christmas tournaments that you played in, an area maybe of improvement or growth that you've seen from your team?
You know, there for a couple of games, you know, we were having to play without Farrell. You know, I was hoping that those would help us bring our younger players along, because some of those kids wouldn't be getting the particular amount of minutes or the minutes that they would be getting with her on the floor. And it's done that for us. You know, I think that these young kids, you know, are starting to not push the panic button. You know, sometimes, you know, as a young player, if you, you know, fail, you kind of push the panic button and just try to hide on the floor. And that's the biggest part that I've seen over the past, you know, month is, you know, some of those younger players like Ella Hendrickson and Avery Agee and Allie Fuller, Cam Brannon, I mean, Derek Collins. I mean, these are all kids that are sophomores and freshmen, you know, looking to be active in the moment instead of just hanging out in the moment, you know, and, you know, they're starting to come along, which is, you know, going to be good for us, you know, on the second half of the schedule, and, you know, really going to be good for us in the future as those kids start to grow, you know, physically and mentally, and, you know, hopefully their IQs increasing of the game. But, you know, I just like where we're at. We're seeing a lot of growth. Sometimes you can't see growth immediately. But we just here to remind them to focus on the process and not be result driven, you know, focus on initially what's in front of you and what we're trying to do and let the results fall where they may. And, they're doing a good job of that. I mean, you know, the past two games in the all community and Gallatin, we've been up and we've been down and we've looked like we were out of it. And, the kids just focused on what the coaches were telling them and focused on, you know, what we were trying to do and really, more so believing in themselves and believing in their team to be able to pull out some dubs. And it's been fun to watch. It's been hard to watch sometimes. But at the same time, we're starting to see us make some positive plays and positive moments for us. You know, you got to go through the bad to get to the good sometimes. And I think that's where we're starting to get to.
Coach Danny Fish of the DeKalb County Lady Tigers. Big schedule coming up, of course, as we get into January. A lot of district games to come. Best of luck to you and the Lady Tigers moving forward. Some big games on the horizon.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
The Pickett County Bobcats had a nice run at the Innisfree Hotels basketball tournament in Pensacola, Florida this past week. 3 wins in 3 days to take home the division championship at the tournament. Coach Joseph Amonette joining us via telephone this morning. Coach, what was you most proud about your team's performance down in Pensacola this past week?
You know, there were a couple things that that I was really pleased with. It was, you know, we played 6 games in 10 days with the 2 Christmas tournaments, and you know, we went down to Pensacola to, you know, as much as anything besides playing basketball, it's just getting an opportunity for the team to bond and spend time together outside of basketball. And it was an opportunity for us to bring, Will Amonette had been out for our 5 games prior and had found out he was going to be able to return for the season, and to kind of implement him back into the rotation, and to watch how our team kind of evolved and grew, and the way we played that championship game, I couldn't have been prouder. The defensive effort was outstanding. Played a really good Wayne County team from over West Tennessee. And, you know, I think we only gave up 3 points in the second quarter. So defensively, I felt like it was our best effort of those 3 games in Florida. I think our opponents averaged 33 points a game over the 3 games. So couldn't have been prouder about that.
You talk about the cohesiveness really coming together there. Do you see this team maybe starting to round into that cohesive level that you'd like to see going into district play?
Absolutely. You know, we've still not played our best basketball, but, you know, a couple of things we've had, you know, Zach was out to start the season. And so we spent the preseason scrimmaging and our first game without him. And then Will goes down after the Gordonsville game, and we don't know if he'll be back or not. So you've got those two things going on, and you've got 2 freshmen and Jacob Amonette and Eli Reagan that you're working into the rotation. So these 16 games have been unique for us, because really just a very small portion of them if we had our whole team. And I feel like we're starting to come together at the right time and the most important time, because we, you know, we're 2-0 in our conference, but the conference play really gets started in January. And I feel really good about where we're at as a team.
Looking at both Zach and Will at this point, if you were going to put them on a percentage scale of where you feel like they are health-wise and basketball-wise, where would you put them right now?
I will say, you know, 80-85%, just due to sitting out 2 weeks. But he looks really good. He played really, really well. He shot the ball well. I think he averaged 10 points and 7 assists a game in our 3 games. And only turned it over 3 times total in 3 ball games. But I think he's, you know, just from a health standpoint, I think he's probably about 85%. And I'll tell you that I'm going to tell you Zach's back to about 100% now. He had his best game in the championship game. You know, that fear and the things going on in the flow of the game seem to be gone. And he's kind of clicking on all cylinders, as is the rest of our team right now.
We're talking Pickett County Bobcats basketball with head coach Joseph Amonette on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned 6 games in 10 days, of course, during the stretch run of Christmas and New Year's. Do you find that the team maybe is more focused since you're spending a lot more time together, or do they kind of get distracted a little bit by some of the stuff going on with the holidays?
You know, I think a young team, if I'd had a young team, I've never played 2 Christmas tournaments. Before, just because I think a young team, they get a little mental fatigued. But, you know, with this team, we've got 4 seniors and Zach and Will and Hunter and Caleb. And then Heath Wattenberger is a sophomore, but pretty veteran. So I wanted to see kind of how this would do. And I think I don't think we're the least bit distracted. I think we're more focused than we've ever been. I think you could see that in our play. You know, I think Hunter Wattenberger is playing his best basketball. And I'm really, really pleased with the performance that I'm getting inside out of Heath Wattenberger and Caleb Lohorn. We're scoring the ball around the rim with our post players the best we have and since I've been coaching at Pickett County. And those 2 guys are really active and are giving us an inside presence scoring the ball that we've not had previously. But I think it's going to help us in the middle of this season.
You mentioned Hunter Wattenberger. He has been playing tremendous basketball. What strides has he really made in his game, even going back to the first of the season?
You know, I think he's playing more well-rounded. You know, he's He's making his open shots. He's playing better defensively, and he's rebounding the basketball. You know, I think he's not just focused on one thing. I think he's playing in a complete manner, and I think that brings things to the team. I think he's just working on being the best basketball player he can be.
Coach, all eyes are going to be on Byrdstown come Friday night when Clay County comes calling. Of course, you've got a game before that with Clinton County, Kentucky. How difficult will it be not to look ahead for both? Well, I know coaches never look ahead, but for the players maybe, knowing how big that game's going to be on Friday night.
We won't look ahead. I mean, Clinton County is a huge rival for us. It'll be a huge game on Tuesday night. I think, you know, last time I looked, I don't know how they finished up in Vegas, but going into their last game, I think they're 14-0 on the season. And, you know, they're 7 miles away from us. We only play once a year. And usually there's 1,200 to 1,500 people at a game. So you won't have to worry about our kids overlooking Clinton County, Kentucky, before we play Clay County on Friday. And then the Clay County game will be a huge game, a game that'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of fans there. So it'll be a big week for Pickett County boys basketball and a great opportunity for our fans. You know, we started off with a lot of road games. I think we've had a lot of home games, and then I think we've had 9 straight road games. So it's going to be fun for us to get back to our home gym.
All right, a lot of big games coming up. Clinton County, Kentucky, as Coach mentioned, on Tuesday, then the big game in district play on Friday against Clay County. Going to be some exciting basketball going on in Byrdstown. Coach Joseph Amonette of the Pickett County Bobcats, our guest this morning on the High School Playbook. Coach, best of luck to you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're set to talk some Stone Memorial Lady Panthers basketball this morning. Head coach Mike Buck joining us on the hotline. Coach, you've had the week off after a 2-1 run at the Anderson County Christmas Tournament last week. I'm sure it's been nice to kind of have a few days off to sort of relax and regroup, so to speak.
Yeah, it has been. You know, we had a good week up there. We stayed in Knoxville. Of course, that's not very far from us, but we were able to, you know, put some team building stuff in place and enjoy that time together. But yeah, it has been nice. We've been spending a lot of time with family and friends. We've got a few practices in, and it's been a solid week of practice, a few days of practice here during this, you know, this downtime.
Coach, how good for it is to get a team maybe away from the, you know, sort of everyday grind? I know the holidays have been right here, but just for you to be able to take your team even to Knoxville for a few days, how good is it for your team?
Oh, it's solid. It really is. It's so helpful. You know, our kids are so young you know, just trying to, you know, grow together on the court. So anytime that you can do things, you know, off the court to build, strengthen those relationships, you know, it goes a long way. And obviously we're not doing it just for basketball, obviously, but we want our kids to go out and experience different things, you know, and so, and doing that as a group, it builds a sense of unity. They get to understand each other, know each other a lot better as people. We get to understand them as better as people as well. And so it just helps us to grow relationships and grow, you know, our trust in each other and our understanding of who we are as individuals, not just as, you know, players and coaches. So I think it's very, very valuable.
Coach, at Anderson County, what were some things that really stood out about your team, some things that they particularly did well on the court?
Well, we grew up a lot while we were there. We learned a lot. We picked up a game against a really good Hillsborough team that Friday before we went up there to play on Saturday. And that game didn't go very well. They were really talented, but they played really good, and we did not. And so that wasn't a very fun night, but we were able to. Good thing about basketball is you don't have to wait for all, and like football has to wait a whole week if they have a bad game. We were able to get another opportunity within just, you know, less than 24 hours later. So, you know, we went up and we had a goal. We worked hard and you know, we're really focused there on that Saturday at Anderson County and played really well. Beat an Anderson County team that already had 8 wins on the year. 8-2, I think, was their record. And we beat them on their floor handily. And then, you know, took a day, you know, spent together. And then played a talented Campbell County team who had already had 10 wins on the year at Christmas. So, you know, that we were able to come from behind in that game. That game really felt like we had a lot of growth in that game. I mean, we were down I think as much as 13 at one point, and we're able to rally back in the second half. And so you talk about growing and learning stuff. That our kids really saw what they are capable of if they, if times get really challenging, that we are capable of making a comeback and making a run and doing some things like that. So that was very helpful. And then we just kind of ran out of gas. We got down a little bit against Halls in the finals in the championship game. And, they made a few shots. We got down a little bit. We were able to fight back and actually get the lead late in the third quarter. But we just ran out of gas. You know, our youngsters just hit that wall. Like I said, we fought back and got a lead. And at that point, I should have helped them more. I probably should have, done a couple things differently in that moment right there. Had I done that, in hindsight, I think would have helped us. But yeah, we learned a whole bunch about who we are, what we're capable of. And I think it was a very valuable trip up there.
We're speaking with Mike Buck, the head basketball coach of the Stone Memorial Lady Panthers, here on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. You've mentioned youth, and that's something we discussed earlier in the season. And you talked about some growth during the tournament. Maybe what have you seen has been the biggest area of development in this young basketball team from the start of the season up to now?
Yeah, I think it's, I think leadership on the floor. We have a couple of girls who are young. Addison Howard is a freshman, obviously, but she's really stepped up and has done a really good job of leading, on the floor. Wants the ball in her hands, is willing to go back and wants to go back and get possession of the ball in tough situations. So I think seeing her. And then in that moment the other day when we were, so far behind and when we got the lead, kind of how she, she made a few plays and was able to communicate some things out on the floor that we were, as a coaching staff, we were really proud of her for. And not just her, but there's other, Courtney Hedrick, I feel like, has really grown up a lot this first semester of her high school career. She's seeing that she can actually go out and be, a really solid player out there at this level. So, Lily Hinch is another freshman that has moved into the starting lineup. That was one adjustment that we made going into that tournament, was we moved her in the starting lineup. But, she played really well for us up there too. So the growth of our young kids, I think, is probably the that's as big a standout, I guess, if there is one there, the quality of our kids that of our program, our team right now that it jumps out at you, and we've known that the whole time. Obviously, they're young, they're going to learn and grow through some things, and being able to see them improve as rapidly as they have is very, very promising for our future.
Stone Memorial with a tough schedule coming up in the week ahead. White County on Tuesday night, Upperman on Friday night, then turn right back around and play the defending Class 2A champion Macon County the following Tuesday. Going to be some tough basketball coming up for you, Coach. We wish you and the Stone Memorial Lady Panthers the best of luck moving forward.
We appreciate it. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a huge challenge. A bunch of really good, talented teams and really good coaches in our league. And so we're going to need to, as a team, fall back on all the lessons we've learned this first semester here in order to have chances, in some of those nights there. So we're all looking forward to it. We really are. It's going to be a neat second semester here as we try to prepare to get ready for tournament basketball, which is what this thing's all about. So.
Coach Mike Buck joining us today on the High School Playbook. A big thanks to all the coaches for joining us this morning for this special New Year's Day edition of the High School Playbook. A big week featuring some big district games coming up. We'll review the first half of the week coming up on Thursday night during that edition of the Playbook. And we'll return to Chick-fil-A for the live edition of the Playbook next Saturday morning at 9. Until then, for the High School Playbook, I'm Tom Duggan.